Imagine losing your entire fleet of ships because you couldn't measure something as critical as longitude. That's exactly what happened to the British Navy in 1707 when Admiral Cloudesley Shovel's miscalculation led to disaster. Today's businesses face a similar challenge. They know talented employees drive success, but lack precise ways to measure their effectiveness at finding and keeping them. First, Break All the Rules changed this forever, providing a measuring stick through Gallup's groundbreaking research across thousands of managers. The revolutionary insight? People don't change that much, and great managers know it. They don't waste time trying to put in what was left out. Instead, they draw out what was left in. This fundamental principle has transformed companies like Google and influenced millions of managers worldwide, earning praise from Warren Buffett as the one business book he'd recommend to young managers. What truly drives employee engagement? Gallup's research identified 12 questions that predict workplace strength, including knowing what's expected, having the right materials, doing what you do best daily, receiving recognition, having someone care about you, and opportunities to learn and grow. Notice what's missing? Questions about pay, benefits, or senior management. While these factors matter, they're equally important to all employees, good and mediocre alike. They're like tickets to the ballpark. They get you in the game, but don't help you win. The most surprising finding? Employee opinions varied more by immediate manager than by company, proving that your boss, not corporate policies or perks, is the critical factor in creating strong workplaces. People leave managers, not companies. When one retailer applied this measuring stick across 300 stores, the results were striking. Stores in the top 25% on employee engagement exceeded sales budgets by 4.56%, while bottom stores fell short, a $104 million difference. The profit gap was even more dramatic. Top stores exceeded profit goals by nearly 14%, while bottom stores missed by 30%. Think of employee engagement as a mountain climb with distinct camps representing psychological stages. Base camp addresses the fundamental question, what do I get? Establishing clear expectations and providing proper tools. Camp 1 explores, what do I give? Utilizing individual strengths effectively and receiving meaningful recognition. Camp 2 examines, do I belong here? Ensuring opinions count and connecting work to the organization's mission. Camp 3 represents growth opportunities and advancement. The critical insight? This climb must happen sequentially. Managers must build engagement from the foundation up, similar to how mountaineers must acclimatize at each camp before advancing. When lower-level needs remain unmet, employees develop mountain sickness, appearing engaged while actually being disengaged and likely to leave. Most workplace initiatives fail precisely because they aim too high too quickly, focusing on abstract concepts like mission statements before establishing the essential foundation. Great managers instead focus intensively on base camp and camp one, creating a solid foundation for sustainable engagement and long-term success. In the parable of the scorpion and the frog, the scorpion stings the frog midway across the river despite promising not to, dooming them both. When asked why, the scorpion simply says, "Because it's my nature." While conventional managers think like the frog, believing people can fundamentally change through rules and training, great managers recognize that inherent traits and talents persist despite change attempts. This insight challenges traditional approaches that try to standardize employee behavior. Instead of grinding down differences or attempting to remold people completely, great managers capitalize on each person's unique motivations, thinking patterns, and relationship styles. They help individuals become more of who they already are. This explains why great managers break conventional rules, rejecting the notion of unlimited potential in every area, focusing on strengths rather than weaknesses, treating employees differently based on individual needs, investing heavily in their best people, and customizing their management style to each person rather than applying one-size-fits-all approaches. Great managers function as catalysts. They speed up the reaction between an employee's talents and both company goals and customer needs. They excel at four essential activities. First, they select for talent, looking beyond credentials to identify recurring patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior that align with role requirements. Second, they define outcomes rather than dictate steps, setting clear expectations while allowing flexibility in execution. Third, they focus on strengths instead of fixing weaknesses, developing what people naturally do well and creating partnerships to offset limitations. Finally, they find the right fit, matching roles to individual talents and sometimes creating custom positions to maximize potential. Companies often confuse manager and leader roles. Great managers look inward at individuals and their unique differences. Great leaders look outward at competition and future possibilities, setting organizational direction. Neither role is superior, they're simply different and complementary. Understanding these differences helps organizations develop both strong management and leadership capabilities. During our first 15 years, our brains form trillions of synaptic connections, then prune them dramatically. By our teens, we've developed mental highways for certain abilities and wastelands for others. These neural pathways become our filter, determining where we excel naturally and where we'll always struggle. Great managers distinguish between skills, transferable how-tos that can be taught, knowledge, factual information, and talents, recurring patterns that cannot be taught. Talents fall into three categories: striving talents, why someone is motivated, thinking talents, how someone processes information, and relating talents, who someone connects with. While we can learn skills and knowledge and build thin paths through our wastelands with training, we cannot transform these barren areas into four-lane highways. Our fundamental talents, our recurring patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior are largely fixed. The key insight? You cannot teach talent. You can only select for it. This explains why Southwest Airlines focuses more on attitude than experience when hiring flight attendants, and why the best salespeople often have natural patterns of competitiveness and empathy that no training program can instill. Great managers reject the conventional tale of transformation, the belief that anyone can become anything through hard work and fixing weaknesses. Instead, they invest most time with their best people, helping talent flourish by crafting unique expectations that stretch individuals, highlighting distinctive styles, and removing obstacles to talent. When defining outcomes, they follow three guidelines: what serves customers, what benefits the company, and what's right for the individual. Southwest Airlines exemplifies this by focusing on outcomes, customer fun, rather than scripts, encouraging employees to color outside the lines while maintaining essential safety regulations. Great managers reimagine careers around self-discovery rather than resume building. They distribute money and prestige throughout the organization, provide consistent performance feedback, and create safety nets that encourage risk-taking without career-threatening consequences. This balanced, tough-love approach explains why great managers maintain relationships even after difficult decisions. I love you. You're fired. I still love you. By breaking conventional rules and focusing on strengths, these managers create environments where human potential flourishes. They transform not just organizations, but the meaning of work itself, creating workplaces where employees find purpose while driving business success through engagement, innovation, and productivity.